Canto 2, The Journey in Eternal Night, middle, page 593, through the end of Canto 2. Because, O aspirant to divinity, thou callest me to wrestle with thy soul, I have assumed a face, a form, a voice. But if there were a being witnessing all, how should he help thy passionate desire? Aloof he watches soul and absolute, indifferent to thy cry in nameless calm. His being is pure, unwounded, motionless one. One endless watches the inconscient scene, where all things perish as the foam, the stars. The one lives forever. There's no Satavan changing was born, and there no Satri claims from brief life her bribe of joy. Their love came never with his fretful eyes of tears, nor time is there, nor the feigned vast of space. It wears no living face, it has no name, no gaze, no heart that throbs. It asks no second to aid its being or to share its joy. It is delight immortally alone. If thou desirest immortality, be then alone sufficient to thy soul. Live in thyself, forget the man thou lovest. My last grand death shall rescue thee from life. Then shalt thou rise unto thy unmoved source. But Savitri replied to the dread voice, O death, who reasonest? I reason not. Reason that scans and breaks but cannot build, or builds in vain because she doubts her work. I am, I love, I see, I act, I will. Death answered her, one deep surrounding cry. Know also, knowing thou shalt cease to love, and cease to will, delivered from thy heart, so shalt thou rest forever and be still, consenting to the impermanence of things. But Savitri replied for man to death, when I have loved forever, I shall know. Love in me knows the truth all changings mask. I know that knowledge is a vast embrace. I know that every being is myself, and every heart is hidden, the mirrored one. I know the calm transcendent bears the world, the veiled inhabitant, the silent Lord. I feel his secret act, his intimate fire. I hear the murmur of the cosmic voice. I know my coming was away from God, for all his sons were conscient in my birth, and one who loves in us came veiled by death. Then was man born among the monstrous stars, dowered with a mind and heart to conquer thee. In the eternity of his ruthless will, sure of his empire and his armored might, like one disdaining violent helpless words from victim lips, death answered not again. He stood in silence and in darkness wrapped, a figure motionless, a shadow vague, girt with the terrors of his secret sword. Half seen in clouds appeared a somber face. Night's dusk tiara was his matted hair, the ashes of the pyre his forehead's sign. Once more a wanderer in the unending night, blindly forbidden by death, vacant eyes, she traveled through the dumb, unhoping vasts. Around her rolled the shuddering waste of gloom, its swallowing emptiness and joyless death. Resentful of her thought and life and love, through the long fading night by her compelled, gliding half seen on their unearthly path, phantasmal in the dimness moved the three.